You know, St. Thomas Aquinas, when writing about the Feast of Corpus Christi, said that we should, quote, dare to give all that we can to Christ in the Eucharist. In other words, because God loved us so much by giving his body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist, we should strive to express our love for him back, as two people do when they're in love. Yet, when we take a look at ourselves, we recognize that we're broken, that we're tired, that we're sinful. Our pasts haunt us. Our faith at times is weak. Nonetheless, today, we should strive to give all that we can to our Lord to express our love to him. The procession is but a small sign of our love for Christ in the Eucharist, and a symbol of us following after him in faith and thankfulness. We will walk with him in song, silence, and prayer. It'll be simple, but it'll be from the heart. You see, we don't need to have the holiness of Mother Teresa or John Paul II to begin giving all that we can to our Lord. Bishop Johnston of the Diocese of Kansas City, St. Joseph, tells the story of something he witnessed in 2018. He was passing out communion one day at Mass when a woman came up in the line who was weeping. But it was clear to him that they were not tears of sadness, but tears of joy. As she came forward to receive Holy Communion, one of her tears fell and landed on the communion paten being held by the server. It caught her tear. As the bishop went back to the altar after the distribution, he carried that tear on the paten. As he would later write about that incident, quote, "What a precious gift that must have been to Jesus, this woman's tear, this woman's expression of love at receiving him in the Eucharist, her love expressed in tears of gratitude and joy." We might not be able to give our Lord much, but if it's all that we have, that's a true expression of love. We should dare to give all that we can. Not all of us are called to give our lives completely, like St. Tarsicius in martyrdom, but there are much smaller ways to give of ourselves daily. For example, after we receive him in Holy Communion, we should be honest with him about our struggles, our stresses, our needs. We can give them to him in the silence of prayer. When Mass finishes, instead of immediately getting ready to leave, we can kneel down and offer thanksgiving to God for the gift of himself, for our lives, and for our faith.